Welcome, everyone. This is the Addicts Mom 911 podcast, and my name is Christina Rowe, and I'm here today with the Addicts Mom, Barbara Theodosio, and a very special guest, Dr. Charles Tracy Sands, and he is from Transformations Treatment Center in Delray Beach, Florida, and we're going to talk today about something really, really exciting. Can restoring your child's brain chemistry actually resolve their addiction? But before we get started, I'm going to just tell you a little bit about Dr. Sands. Dr. Charles Tracy Sands is a Florida native, born in Fort Lauderdale, and a graduate of Pompano Beach High School, where he received athletic honors in track and cross country. He completed his doctorate in chiropractic degree from Texas Chiropractic College in 1984. Immediately thereafter, he joined his father's practice in Pompano Beach, Florida, which has been in existence since 1954. Dr. Sands has maintained a highly successful chiropractic, clinical nutrition, and holistic practice for many years. His focus is on holistic addiction therapy, nutritional counseling, sports injuries of the spine and extremities, chronic pain conditions affecting the neck and back, and chronic health conditions. Dr. Sands is well-versed in the holistic management of drug and alcohol addiction and has formulated several nutritional products designed specifically for individuals who are in recovery. Dr. Sands is an influential speaker who has an avid interest in holistic healing. This has allowed him to lecture nationally and internationally on the value of good health, nutrition, and the importance of these elements in relation to all overall wellness. And he has been with Transformations for 3 years now. So we want to welcome Dr. Sands. Welcome. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome, Dr. Sands.
Hello. I'm happy to speak to you.
Hi. We're so excited to have you here today, Dr. Sands, because this topic is just absolutely groundbreaking. And it's one that I wasn't aware of, and I know Barbara is more familiar with this, about the brain chemistry and how that can actually, you know, cause addiction and cause the addicts to self-medicate. So if you could tell us a little bit about that and, you know, how exactly does that happen? I mean, what actually happens in the brain to actually cause that reaction?
Certainly. It's something I've studied for quite a while. Basically, what happens with the brain is there's four main chemicals that run the brain, and these are called dopamine, serotonin, acetylcholine, and GABA, and many people are familiar with those certain chemicals. Any addiction, whether it be opiate addiction, alcohol addiction, even sexual addiction, involve those chemicals in one way. Over time, the addiction itself will start to deplete those main chemicals, whether it be dopamine or serotonin, and as those chemicals are depleted, it actually causes the addiction to increase. So therefore, as the brain chemicals deplete, the addiction substance has to be increased to make up for that discrepancy. So by restoring those chemicals naturally, if we can get the brain to start restoring normal levels of dopamine, serotonin, and GABA, we can actually overcome the addiction, reduce the symptoms of withdrawal, and, of course, eliminate the cravings.
Wow, that is really, really amazing because most of the time, most people's belief, you know, is that, you know, addiction is a choice. And
right.
It's something people choose to do. And so this is really putting, you know, a whole different perspective. I mean, we hear a lot, okay, addiction is a disease. And, you know, people have very strong feelings about that. Some people absolutely believe that. And a lot of people say, no, it's not a disease. You know, they're just choosing to get high. And from what I hear you saying is that this is, you know, like if you have diabetes, that you have a lack of insulin, the same thing with these chemicals in the brain can actually, you know, cause people to seek out and, you know, self-medicate in order to raise these levels, therefore, you know, making people, you know, have the symptoms of addiction. So I think it's extremely important that people, you know, can find out more information about this and see. Now, would you say with all addiction, you think this is the primary cause of all addiction, or what would your thoughts be on that?
I think it is a major influence on it, and you know, of course, there always is a choice, and the brain will be lazy if you allow it to be lazy. And some of these kids have started off, maybe they started on Adderall when they were younger, or maybe an ADD or ADHD medication when they were younger. Brain trauma can certainly have an effect on this as well. But over the time, the brain chemistry really never had a chance to properly develop, and therefore that could lead to the self, you know, medication or the actual addiction. So again, just by trying, you know, we've developed products that naturally restore dopamine and serotonin levels, and it's all about getting that brain chemistry back. Like you mentioned with the insulin, if we can restore the brain chemistry, the actual, you know, addiction or the need for the substance being abused will definitely diminish.
And when you say about, you know, giving them supplements, I know you also are, you know, are an advocate of nutrition. What is
yes.
the importance of nutrition for individuals in recovery for addiction?
Well, it's pretty significant. As most of these kids, as you know, they all they really care about is at the time when they're using is getting more heroin or getting more opiate or getting more alcohol or you know, Suboxone or whatever substance they're abusing. Nutrition or their food becomes a very, you know, insignificant part of their daily routine. So a lot of them are getting by on Cheetos, Mountain Dew, Slim Jims, things like that. So by the time they come in for treatment, they're so depleted nutritionally that they have no base, you know, to even start with. So it takes a lot of nutrition to get the brain chemicals to restore. And it's not just brain chemistry. It's all the body hormones like testosterone and estrogen and a digestive system. Even all the digestive bacteria are wiped out. So their entire systems are shut down. So we have to start from scratch. We start off with a very comprehensive nutritional program and build them up as we go.
So that's interesting because I've heard that, you know, children with ADD do crave sugar more often than, you know, they really want to have sugar. So do you see that being a correlation that, you know, that the children who are starting off, like you said earlier, that, you know, really in elementary school, you know, with exhibiting signs of, you know, ADD and out, you know, acting out and wanting sugar, and then they grow up and that they become addicts, you'll find that, you know, you'll see that they'll have very poor nutrition by the time they, you know, they're in recovery.
Absolutely. Sugar is can be just as addicting as many other drugs, and that's one thing we really, you know, promote here. I tell everybody that sugar is the devil and root of all evil, and I really do mean that.
Wow.
Because it is something that you want to try to eliminate, and it does serve to feed the addiction. I think, you know, going back many years, as they used to, most of treatment centers, they had sugar everywhere because it helped reduce the cravings. But you're really not helping the situation. All you're really doing is artificially producing serotonin. So the person feels better while they're eating the sugar, but that certainly is not the answer to their problem. We get, you know, somebody that maybe we take them off heroin, but now they're addicted to sugar, and now they gain 300 pounds, and they have a lot of other health issues. The reality is restoring the serotonin, actually restoring serotonin, actually restoring dopamine, the main chemicals that run the brain, so that they can be able to overcome their addiction that way, not through another chemical such as sugar or, obviously, more drugs. They've had enough drugs already, obviously, so...
Right, so they're just doing a replacement. And what's interesting is that I wonder when people come, you know, when the addicts come in and they're obviously resistant a lot of times and, you know, their bodies are going through huge changes, getting off heroin or whatever drug they're on, and then you're putting in the new way of eating for them. Do you find that you have that kind of resistance or do people adapt to that very quickly?
They resist at first until they usually, they may be resistant at first, but I give a lecture here once each week, and I really do preach the importance of it. And initially, they may not pay attention, but after a week or two, when they see other clients start to do very well by eating properly and actually start following the protocol that we outline, then they start taking note, and so they realize, wow, there really is something, you know, to eating properly. And if they're in such desperate need of it to begin with because, like I said, very few of them actually were eating properly to begin with. So it is something we really do preach and try to drive home by the time that they leave here.
That's wonderful. And you have nutritional products as well. Would these be like shakes or like protein bars type of things that they can get a shake with them?
We use a combination of everything. We give them a protein blend, which is mostly an amino acid blend. Amino acids are the actual building blocks for all hormones and brain chemicals. So we really give them a lot of amino acid blends. We give them vitamins every day. We have our vitamins include fish oil, a lot of B-complex vitamins. We give them probiotics because their digestive bacteria are completely shot by the time they get here. A lot of them have digestive issues with that. We give them vitamin D, a lot of vitamin D. and magnesium, zinc, whatever we feel that they need. But most everyone has a certain protocol that they follow. And then we've developed several formulas that specifically raise serotonin, and we have another mix that raises dopamine. So we can actually measure their dopamine and serotonin in the urine. We do urine tests on everybody once a week as part of their normal treatment while they're here. And we evaluate their dopamine and serotonin levels. And then we can actually give them more products depending on where their levels are to help balance them out and do everything we can to try to balance out their brain chemistry, which, of course, is the root cause of addiction.
Well, do you use exercise in addition to raise the serotonin levels?
Yes. Yeah, that's what we do. We follow we raise up dopamine and serotonin based on what we see in their urine. So we monitor their urine to see where their levels are, and then we try to adjust that accordingly by giving them the products needed to raise dopamine or serotonin.
Okay, I have a question for you, Dr. Sam.
Yes.
I have a question for you because you went through a lot of material. I want to ask you, because I'm more on the addict side as being, you know, the addict's mom. Here you have, like, an addict in jail whose diet has been so poor. You know, you've spent X amount of time in jail. Your diet is so very poor. You come into transformations. Number one, my question is, how long? First of all, you're coming in, your body's craving this drug. How long would you say, you know, through your program that it takes for somebody to begin to feel the results? Like, is it, you know, because the problem I've seen over and over again with addicts is that they go into a program, you know, even after the few days of detox, and their body is so craving, like, you know, the drug. Is there a period of time that they will get, like, you know, the result that you're talking about?
Yes, certainly. And a lot of it depends on, of course, how compliant they are with what we prescribe. But we see people improve dramatically in just a week's time. We have people sleep, you know, starting to get normal sleep within a week's time. People that have been on sleep meds forever and having difficulty sleeping forever, we get them sleeping right away. And the big difference that we do, it, the reason it happens so quickly, is because we're actually restoring those hormones necessary for sleep, like serotonin, adrenaline, and melatonin. The brain has to have those chemicals, and GABA is another one as well. It has to have those chemicals in place, otherwise you're not going to sleep. You can give them a ton of sleep medications, but that's not going to solve the issue. You have to restore the brain chemistry, and the products we do, that are all natural products, are designed to do just that. And as long as they follow what we give them, we see fantastic responses. We have some clients that they don't want to take any vitamins. They just want to do their time and get out of here. And when you can compare those versus the ones that are actually compliant and take the products, it's a night and day difference. So a lot of it depends on the person. But on average, I would say within 5 to 7 days, they're feeling dramatically improved with our program.
Wonderful.
That's amazing. You know, it seems like this is like the missing link because, you know, I think traditional medicine has always, you know, wanted to treat, you know, the disease or the problem without looking at the whole body.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, with the addiction treatment, it's the same thing, that people go into treatment and they're given other substitute drugs and nutrition's never even looked at. And, you know, you're missing the entire other component of the body, you know, and
exactly,
so when I'm curious with transformations, the experience that we know, obviously, that, you know, when you come in and you're going to get all this wonderful nutrition and testing, is there also like this is all holistic, is there like it's like a mind, body, spirit kind of treatment that you encompass everything? Because I know you also deal with chiropractic.
Oh yeah, we have full scale facility. Of course, we have therapists, we do exercise program, we have meditation. We offer everything that every other facility offers. And we also offer the traditional, you know, medical, you know, approaches as well. Obviously, we have some clients that come in that have been on maybe bipolar medications or some type of psychiatric medications for a long, long time. And so those people will need to continue on those under the direction of our medical team. We do get a lot of people to reduce their medications. We take a ton of people off sleep meds. And in many cases, we have some clients that have come in on 7 different medications and leave on 1 medication just by balancing out their brain chemistry. But we do exercise programs. We teach them proper nutrition, of course. They have all the benefits of a regular treatment facility.
That's really amazing. And do you think it's, you think it's like the reason that this isn't more well-known and is because our society is so much like take a pill for this, take a pill for that, that the, this whole holistic right end of it is not being publicized. It's not, the word is not like, being accepted that you could be actually restoring the brain can cure addiction. I mean, that should be front page news. That should be, that's huge, but it's such a big industry, and there's so many pharmaceuticals at stake, and it seems to me like this is being stifled, this information.
Of course it is, and you pretty much hit the nail on the head there. That's exactly the situation. It's easier to give somebody a pill and, tell them, here, take this for your anxiety or take this so you can't sleep and be done with it. And it's harder to do what we do. It requires somebody to sit down and talk to the person and to figure out really what is wrong with that person to try to help them naturally as opposed to just giving them a pill to treat their symptom. So, yes, it is a little bit more involved. It does cost the owner of Transformations a little bit more money out of his pocket, out of his profit to do this. But by doing so, we actually have a healthier client when they leave. We have less problems with our clients when they're here. They start sleeping better. They're not going around trying to get different drugs to feel better. So by restoring the health of the norm of the population here, it creates a much happier environment for the clients, for the staff, for everyone in general. So that's kind of what it's all about. But, yeah, it does take a little bit more effort and a little bit extra money to do this, and I think that may be why it's not as popular.
Wow, right, and that's why, right, because it's the quick fix is often the one that people look for, and I
Absolutely.
Think you have lasting results when you mm-hmm. can, actually restore the brain chemistry and get those
Absolutely.
Chemical levels where they should be. I mean, I know this is going to probably be surprising to many people to hear that that could actually be the cause, the root cause of their children's addiction. Barbara, what is your thoughts on that?
No, I was thinking that what I'm thinking is that my own son went to Transformations, and I have to say that he didn't give it enough of a chance. He was one of those that you had said, before, if somebody is not committed, and didn't even give it like 2 days and walked out. However, what I noticed, and the reason that we did contact you to begin with, is that your staff was amazingly first of all, kind, and the family was extremely important. Like, they went out of their way to not only educate the person who is in your center, if you call a client, I don't know what you refer, your terminology, but do you also, and I think you do, I was only there a short time, educate family members on what you're doing?
We probably could do a little better job at that. That's something that, I do talk to a lot of moms and dads, by the way, to try to help them with that. We do get a lot of feedback, but it is probably something we can do a better job of. We do send, the clients home with a lot of information that they can continue with. But that is a great idea, and that's something I'll definitely bring up to see if we can make it work better.
Yeah, and that's what I'm excited about, because I feel that, a better mom is a better child, whether an addict or anything else. And, I really love the program at Transformations. And I think that component of bringing it home to the families is something we'd love to, know more about and work more about with you, especially with the addict's mom. Because, what you're doing to me is giving me hope. And it sounds so logical. It sounds like, it's a scary thing to think that your child is ruined forever, that the brain cannot recover, that there's things you can't do. So, what you say to me, it really gives me hope, and I'm looking forward to learning as a mother more about it, too.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, I do agree with that.
Yeah, that's really interesting because, when your family, when you live in a family, you see, an overweight mother, usually has overweight children, and everybody in the family, is because it's the habit. So what'll happen, I guess, too, is when you're giving all these great new nutritional and ways of eating, if the person goes back and lives with people who are, eating tons of sugar again, and doesn't have support at home, that could be a big problem of getting, losing all of the hard work that they did. So that's a great idea, but everybody getting educated and being able to be, on the same page as far as nutrition goes.
That's correct. Yep, I couldn't agree more. Yep.
Would you know, if we're looking at like a mom who's listening to this right now, and you know their child is addicted, maybe they're in treatment, maybe they're not. But what could a mother or family member start doing at home, you know, before to try to help with the, maybe there's something that everybody's got to look at about changing eating habits and looking more into nutrition. And what would you do? You recommend? Are you going more for like? Is it like a vegan diet or, you know, like when you say nutrition changing and what changes the serotonin levels, could you give us some examples of like what kind of foods or would do that?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, basically you want to start off, and I recommend my diet for pretty much everyone. I do have a booklet that I've written on this very subject. It's basically called the anti-inflammatory diet. The first number one thing is the two things that need to be eliminated from the diet more than anything else is grains and sugar. Bread, like regular bread, grains, pasta, rice, things like that, tend to be very inflammatory to the body. They also raise the glucose response. Those two things alone are responsible for most of the diseases that we have today. Sugar, of course, is, like I said earlier, it's the devil and root of all evil. Sugar causes so many different problems in the body. Probably the least harmful thing it does is put weight on you. And people think, oh, I'll eat this donut or whatever and I might gain a pound, but I like the donut. Well, that's the least of your worries is the weight it puts on you. It can cause heart disease. It can cause diabetes. It can cause Alzheimer's, even cancer. Cancer loves sugar. So just by eliminating sugar, eliminating bread and grains, you're doing so much for your health. So that's a good place to start. You can have a little bit of a I don't promote a vegetarian diet. I do think that you need some amount of protein. There are some great plant protein sources, but still a little bit of protein. Meat protein is good, especially for people in recovery. They tend to need a lot of amino acids. And a vegetarian diet is not great for somebody that's in recovery because they just need so much amino acids to restore the brain chemistry back to normal. But eliminating bread, grain, sugar, that's the best place possible to start. Eat a lot of vegetables. That should be the mainstay of your diet. And live healthy. Get some sunshine. Get exercise. You know, do something other than sit around and get high, obviously. And if you can get the person passionate about that, they can find something else to be passionate about. That's your best bet. Get them exercising. Get them involved in the sports. Get them into a healthy lifestyle. Diet, of course, is a big thing.
That's very excellent advice for changing it. And it all starts with the families. You know, by change, you have to set the example. You know, because if you have a child who's even having a tendency toward addiction, maybe your teenager right now is, you know, smoking some pot and drinking, and they're going to go down a wrong path. You know, if the whole family changes and becomes health conscious, you can, you know, stop something from really escalating and get those serotonin levels up so that that child, if your child is going to go down that path, maybe they won't because now their brain chemistry is naturally, like you said, being restored.
Right.
So that's very, very crucial information for anyone who's listening to this, you know, just beginning. But those who are in the throes of it right now and whose children are, you know, out of control and, you know, what would a typical day be like at Transformations? Like, and if you bring in somebody who, you know, who's obviously after their detoxing, like it's going to be like they're going to wake up, they're going to do meditation, they're going to exercise. I'm sure they're going to have great food.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, We get them, of course, when I see every client here at Transformations, and typically they have their own facility, but our day starts roughly at around 8:30. They usually have a morning meditation session together. They have different group sessions and so forth that they do. Usually their mornings every morning is spent in classes, educational type classes. I, of course, see everybody at least once a week, sometimes more than that, and each week I'm evaluating them for what's going on with their brain chemistry, how they're feeling, how can we help them out better. In the afternoons, they're typically filled with exercise classes. They do other classes at night. They are cooked their own meals. They're given a dietary suggestion, so when they go to the grocery store, they learn how to buy food properly. We monitor them to make sure they're not buying a bag of donuts and, you know, a six-pack of Cokes. So we do monitor their activities throughout the daytime. And then a lot of times at night they have additional classes, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous classes, Narcan classes that they're involved in as well.
So there's a lot of support there. And like Barbara, you were saying – I'm sorry, go ahead.
a lot of therapy. They do therapy. They have one-on-one counseling with their therapist, group therapy sessions as well. I mean, they have a full day, every day, all day.
Yeah, you do.
Wonderful.
And the key, like I was going to ask Barbara, is like when it's really,
when you bring, a lot of times I know moms get real very disappointed, you know, their child maybe goes into treatment and leaves 2 or 3 days later, but that's not enough time for anything to really take effect. So it's
easy
to say, oh, well, it didn't work, but if the child's not staying, it's, you know, that's the key to get them to stay there and, and get those, get everything, you know, give it some time to detox and get those brain chemicals.
I have a question for you, Dr. Sam, for one second, because I do want to, I do really want to know about, it sounds, you know, I sound really naive, and I probably am pretty naive. You keep talking about amino acids.
Right.
You know, I would like to understand more about that. I can understand the no sugar. I know the no grains. I know that whole concept pretty well. But I really don't know about amino acids. Would you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, certainly. Amino acids are like the building blocks. They're like, they're small proteins that are found in vegetables and meats and so forth, even some dairy products, like even things like yogurt have them. But amino acids are the small building blocks for proteins. There are, and they are actually are the substances that can make hormones and chemicals for the brain. So all the neurotransmitters and things like dopamine and serotonin and so forth, estrogen, testosterone, all the chemicals that run the brain and the body are dependent upon amino acids for them in order to be made. So you have to supply those amino acids. Now, there are some foods, like, for instance, like turkey, bananas, that are serotonin-rich. These foods are high in tryptophan. Tryptophan is an amino acid that actually can help form serotonin. So there are certain foods that are better to eat than others, of course. And those are the foods we promote as well. Things like you can actually go online and look up serotonin type foods, but many of those are bananas, chickpeas, turkey, walnuts, things of that nature.
Does that help you as well with your mood? Like, would that be something like, let's say, if you had this? Because what happens when, what I've seen is when most addicts go into treatment, they're very depressed. So would that help your depression?
Absolutely. Depression is usually a lack of dopamine and serotonin in the brain. So there again, it's just you need to raise up serotonin. So we have developed amino acid products that we give out. We have a product called NeuroLevel that it's full of amino acids such as 5-HTP and some tryptophan that will dramatically raise serotonin levels fairly quickly.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
That is wonderful. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Sands, about, since you are a chiropractor, about how chiropractic protocols help clients. And does that help with addiction as well?
Absolutely. A lot of the kids come in. Some of them have had auto accidents. Some of them have had injuries in high school, significant injuries. And that, in some cases, that actually has led to their addiction. You know, maybe they got started on opiates or painkillers early on. And ultimately, that led them, you know, to an opiate addiction, even eventually degraded into like a heroin addiction. So a lot of them come in; they do have pain, they have stiffness all over, they ache just because the drugs themselves deplete their what we call endorphin levels, which are the body's natural pain response. So when they come in, they may be hurting from an accident, but a lot of them are just hurting strictly just because the process of withdrawal can be very painful to them. So what chiropractic does is it's a hands-on approach. We do very gentle adjustments. It's not a lot of crazy stuff. We use a lot of very gentle massage, some passive techniques, anything, just mild things we can do to actually stimulate the body, stimulate the nervous system, and raise endorphin levels. It's been well documented that one of the things that chiropractors do well is raise endorphin levels, and that's why when people get an adjustment or a chiropractic, you know, manipulation, they feel wonderful right afterwards, and that's because of the endorphin response. So that's one of the biggest benefits it offers is raises endorphins, reduces chronic pain, again, gets a hands-on approach, and just stimulates that nervous system to start bringing things back to life and put the body back into a healing state of mode or like a healing activity.
One question I want to ask you is, you keep referring to products, like you have products.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Now, could you describe to me, is that a pill? Like, what is a product, and is it only available to the clients at Transformation, or is that a product that somebody can order, like, online? I just want to know more about your product.
Yeah, certainly. The products we developed are mainly amino acid type products. We have four different products that we use that we've developed through the company that I'm involved with, which is called Master Holistic Formulations. And our main product is what's called Recovery Formula Plus, and that's a combination of an AM pack of vitamins and a PM pack of vitamins. And the AM pack of vitamins is a very comprehensive pack of vitamins that includes fish oil, multivitamins, B-complex, probiotics, zinc, magnesium. The nighttime pack also includes additional magnesium, additional fish oil, and more zinc. So this pack of vitamins is actually designed to start the initial recovery process right away. We also have a product called Neural Level, which is a combination of amino acids that will help raise serotonin levels. It's been well documented to raise serotonin levels dramatically. So that's kind of one of our mainstay products is by using that. We have a sleep product called GABA Sleep, and our GABA Sleep contains a combination of GABA, some melatonin, some passion flower, some additional magnesium, and some B vitamins. And that's kind of what helps to get the brain to start relaxing. A lot of these kids have been using, and adults have been using alcohol and drugs just to go to sleep, just to pass out. So they don't have normal melatonin levels or GABA levels or serotonin levels in the brain. So that's another product that helps restore those chemicals so they can sleep. We also have a product called Adrenal Focus, which is another amino acid product to help restore dopamine levels, and that's good for people with ADD and ADHD and so forth. We use a combination of a lot of different products. They are available on our website. We are constantly improving up on our website, of course. That's just to name a few. We have a lot of things we do.
Okay. Thanks.
What is the URL of your website? Could you tell us where we can go visit it?
Yeah, it's called Master Holistic.
What? Sorry.
Yeah, Master, M-A-S-T-E-R, and then Holistic, it's H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. And then formulations, FormulaTos, I believe.
And you can find those products that are on there. The one that helps you sleep.
Those products on there.
Does that make you feel like, does that give like a relaxing effect to someone who's, you know, like they can like calm down, kind of like
course,
the equivalent of a Xanax or something or Valium?
Yeah, basically, that's if you can imagine when the people first get here, especially someone going through detox, they can't even think about going to sleep. Their brain is racing all over the place. So we give them our GABA sleep product actually contains GABA to help them start relaxing. It also contains melatonin to help them fall asleep. So you have to slow the brain down for number one, then you also have to give them something to help them fall asleep. So that's how we came up with our product. It works very well for that.
That's wonderful. And let me ask you a question. With these products, natural products, what if someone comes in to transformation who's already on, Prozac or other psychiatric or psychotropic medications? Can they still be doing and being on these medicines, or is there interactions?
Yes. No, absolutely. It does require a little bit of monitoring, but all of the drugs you just mentioned are what we call SSRI drugs, which means that they require serotonin to work. And those drugs in particular do not produce serotonin. They kind of confuse the brain a little bit by making the brain think that there's more serotonin there than what really is there. And as long as the person's on that drug, their brain will not produce any more serotonin because it thinks that there is enough there to begin with because of what the drug's doing. So in essence, over time, is that drug has to keep being increased and increased and increased. So over a period of several years, they go from maybe 50 milligrams to 200 milligrams. In essence, what really needs to be done is they need to be given more serotonin. We need to make the brain produce more serotonin, and that's what we do with our products. We give them more products to raise serotonin, so therefore they don't have to have any more drug, and a lot of times their drugs can be reduced. So the combinations of amino acids we use work excellent with the drugs that they're on. That's one of the biggest things we do here every day.
Wow, that is amazing. So that you can work with that then. So if someone has a child out there who is dual diagnosis or has, suffering from ADD or other, OCD, they can definitely come to Transformations and get that care.
Absolutely.
And be able to benefit from these nutritional supplements.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely, yes.
That's wonderful. Barbara, what are your thoughts?
I think that it's so important to know. It opens my eyes to a new way of thinking, because the old model is to medicate somebody, keep increasing the medication, keep trying different things. An addict usually doesn't stay in one place. They'll go from hospital to hospital, treatment center to treatment center. It's not consistent. It's always changing. I love the idea of the education that you speak to each client, that the person is learning, because that's really what stays with you, is what you learn. So if you learn to do something, like by eating well and taking new supplements and feeling well, it's something you can carry with you for a lifetime, and it's certainly a better alternative than being medicated. I'm really just not so sure. I'm not against medication. You know, I'm not a doctor. I have no, reason to say that, but I'm also not for medication. I certainly would prefer my children to be on a natural, holistic, healthy plan, if that was possible.
I agree. Yes, I agree. There are cases where medication is needed, but in so many other cases, it's way
mm-hmm.
overutilized.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be given out excessively.
Yes.
I mean, I have four children, and when my one son was younger, he has a lot of issues with attention deficit disorder and other things, and I would bring him in. They didn't even counsel him. Like, I'd go to the doctor, and
right.
he'd hand me, like, all these prescriptions, and I'd go Google them, and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, this one can have a cause for teenagers to die from taking, and Abilify, Prozac, this, that, like, and I was like, I can't, this is what a lot of parents are being offered when their children are, going through it. So to have an alternative, like your product line, and to have place like Transformations that encourages that, I think is amazing, and it's very eye-opening for parents.
I couldn't agree more.
Especially with doctors. I think, because it's been so much, oh, well, that's, the spiritual, holistic woo-woo, but you know what, that's, from what you're saying, this seems like this is the answer that, that people need to try, at least give a try to, and you can't go wrong by exercising and being healthy and everything is going to improve. Your outlook, they do prove in studies that exercise alone, can change your mood.
Yes, there was a study recently done that like that, where they asked several psychiatrists what's the most effective thing for depression, and they said exercise is the most important thing. And we do push that a lot here as well. So that's, at the beginning, it's changing a lifestyle. The old lifestyle definitely wasn't working, so we have to get them into a whole new lifestyle. It's got to be based on health and restoring that brain chemistry. You've got to take care of your brain, and of course, feeding it more drugs is certainly not the answer. So,
absolutely not. It sounds like you're putting in place new habits, which are crucial, because when you're giving people, they start doing that every day. And if there is the average day about 30 days, or is it longer?
Yeah, the average day is about 30. We have some patients that stay as long as 60 to 90 days, of course, but 30 days is the average. And I can tell you, after being here for 3 years, that 30 days is just barely, barely enough time. And I would love to have everybody here at 60 days if we could have them. You're just feeling like you're just starting to get that person back to close to being normal, but it's sometimes hard sending them out because I know there's still a lot of work yet to do.
Well,
it does seem that way. I mean, they used to say, 21 days to form a habit, but now new studies are saying that, it's actually longer than that. It's actually like in the 45-day range to really establish a habit that's not going to be broken.
The great news about all of this, the great news is, one, I have a question, and then I wanted to say that, one, the great news is that you are thinking about and you're kind of taking back the idea of, kind of continuing to share the information, and that could be done in a variety of ways, via maybe a family night or how do you say, when somebody attended, they come back, you have a list of people who have gone through your program, and maybe having, once a month something to educate them, whichever way, or online, whichever way you would do that. But my question that I wanted to say to you was, let's say, like you had said before, somebody really does need a medication.
Right.
Okay, and you have to take this. How does that work with this program? Let's say I truly need, I am diagnosed as schizophrenic or something really, really where I really need medication.
Right.
Will this program still help me?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, all the drugs used to treat, whether it be depression, whether it be bipolar conditions, anxiety, whatever, all of those drugs need serotonin, dopamine, and GABA to function. And so by supplying the body with a good supply of dopamine, serotonin, GABA, whatever neurotransmitters might be lacking in the brain, that drug is going to be a lot more effective. It's going to work much better than it did if you weren't taking anything at all. And over time, it won't have to be increased. In fact, it could probably be decreased if the person did continue on with the supplementation. If the supplements were not used at all, I can almost assure you that that medication has to be increased over time. And a lot of times what happens is they'll add additional medications to it. They'll say, well, the Prozac's not working. Let's add maybe Seroquel as well and see if that works. Now, next thing you know, you're on four medications and so forth.
Right, and they don't work after a time. They begin to just become less effective.
Yeah, because the reason being is there's no serotonin left. They use up all the serotonin, and nobody's giving them anything to produce serotonin back again. So the idea is give them serotonin. Don't give them more drugs to wipe it out even further. It's kind of a crazy idea to begin with.
No, it's actually wonderful, you know, hopeful. What you're saying is not only hopeful and not only because, I've been through, my God, I don't even know how many treatment centers I've seen both of my sons, and I've been through so many approaches. And, you know, I don't say this just to say it. To me, it sounds very logical what you're saying. It sounds hopeful. I do agree that 30 days is a small amount of time, but like we spoke about, there certainly are, with today's technology, ways to still keep up with what you are doing. So I'm really hopeful.
Oh, certainly, yeah. Yeah, that's what we started. Mm-hmm. We actually start our clients in when they go to detox, they're actually starting our vitamin products right away. So every detox center that we use also uses our vitamins and supplements, and so they start on them right away. So we don't waste any time at all. We know we only have so many days to work with, so we're going to start those clients as quickly as possible on the supplements to get them, you know, on the right track. So.
To get them restored. I have a quick question for you. Just came to mind. Does nicotine addiction would that fall into this as well? People who smoke, a lot of addicts seem to smoke, but would that be also a lack of serotonin?
Yes, absolutely. It's funny that you asked that because we do have a lot of clients that want to stop smoking when they're here too. And nicotine, interestingly enough, produces dopamine and adrenaline. That's what it does for the brain. And that's why some people have to have a cigarette just to walk up a flight of stairs. Dopamine is like the power chemical, motivation chemical to run your brain. And, of course, adrenaline gives you energy. So when people smoke all the time, that's what they're producing, is dopamine and adrenaline. And that's why it's so hard for them to quit, because when they quit taking it, there's no more dopamine and adrenaline left in the system, because the brain is dependent on the cigarette now. And, of course, they want to keep smoking for that reason. So we can raise dopamine and adrenaline levels very quickly by using the supplements that we use. And we have a lot of clients reduce their smoking habits dramatically. A lot of them quit altogether. But almost in every case, they can reduce their dependency on cigarettes just by raising dopamine and adrenaline. So.
That is amazing. Wow.
Amazing conversation with you. And just listening to you, I've been listening to you forever, and I can see how this would apply not only to the addict, but so many addict moms don't sleep and don't, you know, and they smoke and they're nervous. And it's such a wonderful work you're doing. So I just want to compliment you on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, this has been extremely eye-opening. I find this information great. Right, I want to go over your website and check out these products. And Barbie, that's a great idea because, you know, the moms themselves are stressed out, and they can definitely use natural alternatives.
Right.
We want to thank Transformations and you, Dr. Sands, for providing these opportunities and doing the research and bringing this new holistic treatment to the addiction field, because it's just so helpful.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of work yet to do, and it's something we're constantly developing and always looking for new things to do, and we're always looking for the next best thing. So what we do today is probably going to be different than what we do next year, because we're constantly improving upon everything. So, but it's something that it's never going to end. We have to stay on top of it all the time.
Well, we see your passion, and the one thing in life that you can replace is passion. I see your passion, and I'm really thrilled to have gotten a chance to speak to you and to have the members of the Addict Mom just listen to you. And I guess what we'd like to know, right, Christina, is, you know, how somebody could reach Dr. Sands or the center if they had, you know, you wanted to email or questions, or how you can be found.
Yeah, you can email me with questions. I know I'm going to be flooded with emails now. But you can... you can certainly email me. You can on the website, there's the email address there. It's Master Holistic Formulations. And the hold on 1 second. I'll give you the exact email address. Give me 1 second here.
Sure. Take your time.
Okay, sorry about that. It's T-Sands. Yeah, T-Sands at MasterHolisticFormulations.com.
Master.
So T as in Tom, Sands.
Right, S-A-N-D-S.
At MasterHolisticFormulations.com.
.com, right, yeah. That's my, actually, Master Holistic Formulations email address.
Okay. Wonderful. That's very generous of you to offer to give your email address for questions.
Thank you.
And, yeah, no, I think I really thank you for doing this and sharing with us, because I think many people are going to really get, you know, it's very groundbreaking what you're talking about, and it's very eye-opening. So I think this was just really a great interview.
Well, I'm glad to do it, girls.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Sands.
We learned a lot.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Same here. You're certainly welcome. Okay, bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi.